जय गोपी जन वल्लभ भाग्यवदारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजना 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 यमुना तीरवन चारी जमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंजा बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंसा पारिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भाई चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस पारिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्रील नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णवृंद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्री श्री गौरनिताय की जय श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्र की जय श्री श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे हरे बोल ओ ग्लोरीज टू द सम डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा ओ ग्लोरीज टू द सम डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा ओ ग्लोरीज टू द सम डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा O glories, O glories, O glories to Shri Shri Guru, Shri Shri Gauranga. O glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 11, verse number 32. And this chapter is called Calculation of Time from the Atom. Please repeat after me. Antasatasmin salila. Antasatasmin salila. Aste nantasano harihi. Aste nantasano harihi. Yoga nidra nimi lakshaha. Yoga nidra nimi lakshaha. Stuyamano janalaihi. Stuyamano janalaihi. Antasatasmin salila. Aste nantasano harihi. Yoga nidra nimi laksha. Stuyamano janalaihi. Antasatasmin salila. Aste nantasano harihi. Yoga nidra nimi laksha. Stuyamano janalaihi. Please chant. Antasatasmin salila. Aste nantasano harihi. Yoga nidra nimi lakshaha. Stuyamano janalaihi. Antasatasmin salila. Aste nantasano harihi. Yoga nidra nimi laksha. Stuyamano janalaihi. Antasatasmin salila. Aste nantasano harihi. Yoga nidra nimi laksha. Stulyamano janalaihi. Vaishnavis. Antasatasmin salila. Aste nantasano harihi. Yoga nidra nimi laksha. Stuyamano janalaihi. antasa tasmin salila astenantasano harihi yoga nidra nimilakshaha stuyamano janalayehi antaha within saha that tasmin in that salile water aste there is ananta ananta asanaha on the seat of Harihi, the Lord, Yoga, mystic, Nidra, sleep, Nimila Akshaha, eyes closed, Stuyamanaha, being glorified. Jana alayahi by the inhabitants of the Janaloka planets. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, lies down in the water on the seat of Ananta with his eyes closed, and the inhabitants of the Janaloka planets offer their glorious prayers unto the Lord with folded hands. Purport: we should not understand the sleeping condition of the Lord to be the same as our sleep. Here the word yoga nidra is specifically mentioned, which indicates that the Lord's sleeping condition is also a manifestation of his internal potency. Whenever the word yoga is used, it should be understood to refer to that which is transcendental. In the transcendental stage, all activities are always present, and they are glorified by prayers of great sages like Bhrigu. Antasa tasmin salila aste nantasano harihi yoga nidra nimilakshaha stuyamano janalaihi. Om jnana trinandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Dhyena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pascha Chadesha Tarine Vancha Kalpa Tubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So it is my great honor and pleasure to be here this morning in ISKCON New Dwarka, Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish Mandir. Haribol. Thank you for having me. Before I begin to speak, I seek the blessings of all the devotees present today, especially Maharaj. Maharaj, please give your blessings that I can speak for my own purification and the beneficial message of our glorious parampara. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Seeking blessings of all the devotees present today. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you. So, we all know that very common activities in this world are eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Human beings do these things, and animals do these things. It's called Ahar Nidra Maituna Bhayam. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. And everything in this world is a reflection of the spiritual world. So the Lord is also participating in these activities. However, the Lord's activities are transcendental, and the activities in this world are material. The Lord also eats in Jagannath Puri every day 56 offerings, chapan bhog, for just lunch is going on. Huge kitchens are just constantly cooking for the Lord. And I was remembering in Kurukshetra, during the battle of Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna picked up the wheel of the chariot. He's called Chakradhar. And he defended Arjuna. So the Lord also defends. And the Lord enjoys the conjugal mellow with the gopis in Vrindavan and the queens of Dwarka, 16,108 queens. And the Lord also sleeps. We see in many South Indian temples, the Lord is reclined on Anantashesh. And I am based in a temple in India, a place called Pandharpur, Maharashtra. And during Ashadi Ekadashi, which is a celebration of the Lord sleeping, I believe he's waking up at that time, then there's a huge festival. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people come to Pandharpur by walk. They walk 12 days or 14 days, and the entire time they're walking, they're chanting, and they're carrying Tulsi Maharani on their heads, and they're remembering the Lord and chanting the different names of the Lord, including the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So everything the Lord does is transcendental. All of his activities, all of his qualities are transcendental. And if we can just realize this, that instead of taking birth again in this material world at the end of this life, we can go back home, back to Godhead. As explained by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 9.
janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tattvataha tattva deham punar janma naiti mam eti sojuna.
That one who understands the transcendental nature of my birth and activities does not, upon leaving this material body, take birth again in this material world, but instead attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So these are the transcendental nature of the Lord's activities, including sleeping, which is the major topic of this verse today. Before we continue this discussion, let's just briefly review this section of the chapter. Coming up to speed, this is the 11th chapter of the third canto, calculation of time from the atom. Details of the divisions and subdivisions and subdivisions of subdivisions and subdivisions of subdivisions of subdivisions of time. And now in this section, we're entering into the night of Lord Brahma. And the living entities are merging into the dissolution. Everything is becoming silent. Why is there noise in the world? It's because the living entities, they're all making noise. They're all banging into things and honking their car horns and yawning and sneezing and running here and there. But if all the living entities are merged, there's no one around to make silent, make noise. So everything becomes silent, super, super quiet. And now we're hearing the details about the devastation. For 36,000 years, flames are coming from the mouth of Sankarshan. And it's so hot that Bhrigu and the other inhabitants of Maharloka, they transport themselves to the upper planetary system, to Janaloka, to avoid the heat and the fire. So there's like a mass exodus. There's like a move. Everyone's transporting to avoid the heat. Like in New York, I'm from New York. My grandparents were called snowbirds because they would live in New York during the summer and go to Florida for the winter because they wanted to avoid the cold. So similarly, Bhrigu and the other inhabitants of Maharloka are like heat birds, because when it gets to be the hot season, they travel from Maharloka up to Janaloka to avoid the heat. Also, after 36,000 years, all the seas begin to overflow. The wind is blowing like anything. And they're hurricane winds. They're blowing violently. And all the three worlds become filled with water. So that's 72,000 years total. The beginning, just the beginning, of the partial devastation of the three worlds. Yesterday, in his wonderful, very enlivening class, His Grace Bhrigupati Prabhu, he discussed different categories of people in the car park that were, in terms of their awareness of this devastation. He was asking him, are you aware of this devastation? And he was referring to this verse in Bhagavad Gita, I believe 7:15. Namam duskritino mudha prapadyante naradamaha maya parita jnanam asuham bhavam ashritaha. So these are the persons who don't turn towards Krishna unless they have someone knocking on their car window like Bhrigupati Prabhu. Then they might be convinced to turn towards Krishna. So the Naradama, they're gross karmis. They never heard of the devastation. They never came in contact with it. Or maybe they're too attached to other religious processes to consider the proposal seriously. And then he mentioned knocking on one person's window. He rolled down the window, and what was inside the car? He had
He had a pornographic magazine on the seat. He had, what was on the dashboard? Lottery tickets. And what was he eating? Yeah. And what was he drinking in the? He was drinking a beer. And who was he? What was his position in this world? A world religious professor. So he's just an armchair philosopher. He's just reading about philosophy and religion, but he's not actually practicing to this degree of following some regulative principles. So today's purport is very important because it speaks about our... Oh, before I get to the purport, let's discuss the verse. Now we're coming to the verse today. Can we have the verse on the board, please? Thank you. Anta sa tasmin salila. Anta means within. And salila means water. So the Lord is within the water. Aste anantasano harihi. Aste, there is ananta asana. Asana means a seat. So who's the seat? Ananta. Ananta is the seat. The Lord is reclining on Ananta Shesh. And who's reclining? Hari. Hari is reclining. So that's the Lord. And what is the Lord doing? Yoga Nidra. Mystic slumber. He's sleeping. And that's Yoga Nidra. And his eyes are closed. Nimilakshanaha. Nimil, they're closed. His akshaha are closed. And what's happening around him? Stuyamano janalayehi. Their glorification, stuti. Stuti means prayers. Maharaj always is chanting stutis and prayers. And I recently came from San Diego. I was staying with Dravida Prabhu. Dravida Prabhu is constantly chanting stutis and prayers. Very, very transcendental and inspiring. So stuyamano, the residents of Janaloka, Janalayahi, they're chanting stutis and prayers. So the Lord is sleeping with half-closed eyes on the bed or the asan of Ananta Shesh. And the residents of Janarlok, they're including Bhrigu, because he's a heat bird. He's gone from the lower planets up to Janarlok to avoid the heat. And they're all offering beautiful prayers. Moving on to the purport today, Prabhupada says, we should not understand the sleeping condition of the Lord to be the same as our sleep. So the Lord is sleeping on Ananta Shesh. We don't sleep on Ananta Shesh. We sleep on a bed or a yoga mat or something like that. The Lord is sleeping on Ananta Shesh, who is balancing all the different planets of the universe on his hoods. So it's what a bed. What a bedstead. Incredible. And when the Lord is sleeping, the universes are emanating from his pores. When we sleep, you know, some sweat, some bad smell may come from our pores. It's a totally different situation. And as I shared earlier on Ashadi Ekadashi in Pandharpur, thousands of people are coming to celebrate the Lord is waking up. And when we wake up in the morning, nobody's there. You know, it's like, it's not a big festival going on. You know, if we don't wake up, someone may bang on our door, Mangalartik, Prabhu, come for Mangalartik. But that's about it. So the Lord has a great reception when he wakes up. And most of the time, our sleep is just a product of the mode of ignorance. And there's Sattvagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. Tamagun means ignorance. And generally, we sleep, it's Tamagun. I was in Pandharpur And someone had come from Bombay to do some work in our studio to install the cables. So he said, I'm going to take a little rest and I'm going to catch my train later in the evening. So he was sleeping in one of the guest rooms. And we're knocking on his door. Time to catch your train. Time to catch your train. There's no response at all. We're banging on the door. Bang, bang, bang. As much noise as we could. He wasn't waking up. We thought maybe overdosed on something or, you know, we didn't know. Suicide. We didn't know what happened. I got my trumpet. I was playing as loud as I could. Nothing. Finally, we managed to get the window open and we saw him lying in the bed and we took a bucket of water and we threw the bucket of water inside and then he woke up when he got hit with the water. So incredible tamagun, so deep in tamagun. So this is the way we sleep, but the Lord is not sleeping like that. Prabhupada continues the purport. He says, here the word yoga nidra is specifically mentioned, which indicates that the Lord's sleeping condition is also a manifestation of his internal potency. Whenever the word yoga is used, it should be understood to refer to that which is transcendental. So the Lord's yoga nidra is a manifestation of his internal potency. It's part of his lila, his activity. So yoga nidra, we sometimes hear the term in yoga circles, yoga nidra. It's a form of relaxation and meditation. But it's completely different from the Lord's transcendental pastime of yoga nidra. Yoga means that which is transcendental. And it has to be understood. One time, there was a cobbler and a priest, and they both asked Narada Muni, when you go to the spiritual world, please ask Lord Narayan when we will get our liberation. So Narada Muni, he went to the spiritual world, he met Lord Narayan, and he asked, what about this cobbler? And Lord Narayan said, oh, he will come back to me in this lifetime only. What about the priest? Nope, it will take him many, many lifetimes. And then Narada Muni said, what should I say? And Lord Narayan said, when they ask you what I was doing, tell them I was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. So Narada Muni went back, he met the cobbler. Oh, when will I get my liberation? Lord Narayan says, in this lifetime only you will get. Oh, wonderful. And what was the Lord doing? Oh, he was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. Oh, my Lord is so wonderful. And then he went to see the priest, the pujari. So, when will I get my liberation? It will be a long time, the Supreme Lord says. Oh, what was the Lord doing? Threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. What? That's preposterous. How is it possible? But then later the cobbler said, actually, the Lord creates a huge banyan tree. And in the banyan tree, there's a tiny little seed. And that little seed can become another huge banyan tree. So it's not at all unthinkable that the Lord can string an elephant through the eye of a needle. So we see the faith of the cobbler and lack of faith of the pujari. So similarly, it seems amazing the Lord can lie down in mystic slumber on Anantashesh. But this is his lila. This is his activity. We should have faith. In Gauranga Lila also, small little Nimai, he was playing in the front yard of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. And all of a sudden a huge snake came out and coiled around him. And he very happily and peacefully went to sleep because it was Anantashesh.
And then Jagannath Mishra, Sachimata, they came out, they saw the snake. Snake! 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 Sarp! 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 Very dangerous. But Nimai was smiling, and the snake saw, Ananta saw that he was causing fear to Mother Yashoda, not Mother Yashoda, Sachidevi, and to Jagannath Mishra. So therefore the snake started going away, quickly going away. But little Nimai tried to grab the snake because he was very comfortable on Anantashesh. Even we see Krishna, in Krishna Lila, he likes to sleep, transcendental sleep. When he's playing with the cowherd boys, he likes to sleep with his head in Balaram's lap, or the lap of one of the cowherd boys. And the other cowherd boys massage Krishna while he's taking rest. And sometimes they play a joke on Krishna. While he's sleeping, they wake him up and say, Krishna, we have a nice sweet for you. Close your eyes. Open your mouth. And then Krishna opens his mouth with his eyes closed and they put a flower in his mouth. And he's like, what is that? So in this way we see the transcendental sleep of Krishna. Prabhupada concludes the purport today by saying, in the transcendental stage, all activities are always present, and they are glorified by prayers of great sages like Bhrigu. So who was Bhrigu? Bhrigu was one of the great transcendental saptarishis, one of the Prajapatis created by Brahma. And he compiled predictive astrology, and he was the author of Bhrigu Samhita. So there's also a story how he kicked Vishnu in the chest to prove how wonderful and tolerant Krishna is. Krishna is extremely tolerant. He did not say anything to Bhrigu, anything negative. He was just saying, oh, is your foot okay? Are you all right? Because Krishna is always very kind to the brahmanas. Namo brahmane devaya go brahmana hitaya cha jighadichaya krishnaya govindaya namo namaha. I have some pastimes regarding Srila Prabhupada and sleep. This is from Suradas. He was here, right? Yes. So Suradas Prabhu, he recounts, sometimes all the other servants would leave and I would be left fanning Srila Prabhupada. Once I thought, how is it that the spiritual master is sleeping? The Shastra says that the spiritual master never sleeps. I was speculating and perhaps bothering Srila Prabhupada on a psychic level. Srila Prabhupada was sitting cross-legged on his bed on the outer veranda outside his upstairs room in Vrindavan. He was seemingly snoring in deep sleep. His lips were moving back and forth. I thought, Prabhupada's snoring, he's sleeping. But the spiritual master never sleeps. Right in the middle of my nonsense thought, Srila Prabhupada said, what time is it? He was completely clear and attentive. I realized then that Srila Prabhupada knew exactly what I was thinking and wanted to destroy that thought. I said, 8:33, Srila Prabhupada. I immediately thought, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I realized that I shouldn't think of anything in front of my spiritual master except Krishna conscious thoughts. My focus should be on love and devotion and the Maha Mantra and the chanting of Hare Krishna. Suradas Prabhu ki jai. Here's a quote from a lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam, 552, Boston, April 28th, 1969. The dog is also sleeping on the side of a street without any difficulty. And the king is sleeping on the palace. Very nice apartment. A Krishna conscious person
He's also sleeping, but there are different grades. The Krishna conscious person while sleeping is chanting Hare Krishna. This can be done. If you practice this Hare Krishna, even in sleeping, you'll chant Hare Krishna. Everything depends on practice. So one day I was in Croatia. I was traveling with Indradumna Maharaj and Sri Prahlad Prabhu. And I was sleeping in the same room with Sri Prahlad Prabhu. In the middle of the night, he started moving his arms and legs and like he was dancing. And he began chanting Hare Krishna. And then he started giving a lecture. And it was all in his sleep. And then I was really amazed by this. The next day I mentioned this to Indradumna Maharaj. And he said, it's not uncommon. He does this all the time. So we do see Prabhupada's words actually. In effect, one who practices all the time can chant Hare Krishna even in their sleep. And we should do that. And I can share one lesson from my Bhakta leader when I was at Bhaktivedanta Manor in 1991. We had to sleep by 9 p.m. every night, all the Bhaktas, otherwise we get into trouble. So he said, the last thing you should say before you sleep is Hare Krishna. And the first thing you say when you wake up in the morning is Hare Krishna. And if you accomplish that, Hare Krishna and Hare Krishna, then all of your sleeping time you get credit as devotional service. So I took up that habit and I found it was very helpful in my consciousness. And I suggest that you all give it a try if you're not doing it already. It's really, really good. Srila Prabhupada did not like sleeping. He felt like it was wasting his time. But we should not imitate Srila Prabhupada. Good sleep is required for service, but we should minimize that sleep as much as possible while retaining our good health and our energy. And I'm just going to share one more verse from Bhagavad Gita, and then I'll conclude with another shloka. Because this verse is very apropos. Nantya nantastu yogosti na chaikantam at anashnataha na chati svapna shilasya jagrato naiva charjuna. Bhagavad Gita 6:16. There is no possibility of one's becoming a yogi or Arjuna if one eats too much or eats too little, sleeps too much or sleeps too little. So we should be properly regulated according to our physical nature, our mental nature, whatever's best and most favorable for our services. And I'm going to conclude with the sixth verse of the Sad Goswami Astakam, which we all love, which talks about how the Sad Goswamis are near Nidrahara Harakadi Vijito. They've conquered over eating and sleeping. And this is our goal. Nidra, sleeping, ahar, eating. They've conquered over it. Viharakadi Vijito. But this is our goal, and we should work in this direction. Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Natibi Kalavasani Krito Nidrahara Vihara Kadi Vichitao Chatyanta Dina Chayo Radha Krishna Guna Smrte Madurhiman Nandena Samohito Vande Rupa Sanatano Aguyugo Sri Jiva Gopalako. Everybody,
Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuga Shri Jiva Gopalako.
So today we're hearing how the Lord is sleeping. Residents of Janaloka are offering their prayers, and we offer our respectful obeisances to that Supreme Lord. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? Yes. Mike is coming your way.
Sir, Prabhu was mentioning how he read in Shastra that the spiritual master never sleeps. So I'm wondering if that's actually in Shastra and where.
I never heard that. Did you ever hear that, spiritual?
Yeah, Sura Prabhu said that he read in Shastra that the spiritual master never sleeps. So I'm wondering if that's actually in Shastra. If so, where? No, is it actually in Shastra that this spiritual master never sleeps?
Okay, I never heard that. Maharaj never heard that. Anyone has heard that? So somehow, yes, Prabhu.
I just want to ask you, when your leader in England told you about this, another question, then if you chant Hare Krishna before, yeah. No, same thing basically. Reference for that? If I, a reference for that, then if you chant Hare Krishna before you go to sleep and after that, uh-huh. Then this is what you said, is you get credit for sleeping. Yeah. Is there some reference, Shastra reference for that also?
Okay, so let's handle one question at a time. First question, he's asking if anyone has heard, or I'm asking now, has anyone heard in Shastra that the spiritual master never sleeps? Hands. Yes, you have. Would you like to share with us?
I think you just sang the verse which says that the Goswamis, they conquered over eating and sleeping. Yeah. Just by being absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
So that's one of them. And then there is a story of Arjuna, like how you were telling about Prahlad Prabhu. There is a story of Arjuna. I don't know all the details, but I know Arjuna was chanting in the sleep. And Krishna acknowledged that and appreciated that. So there are many instances.
Yes, Bhrigupati Prabhu. Gudakesh, right?
Yeah, in regard to the six Goswamis, it's true. It's stated in that verse we all sang together that they conquered over eating and sleeping.
Yeah.
But in various lectures that I heard, more than one lecture, Prabhupada does mention that they would sleep 1.5, 2 hours a night. And then he'd say, and sometimes they couldn't even sleep that.
Yeah.
But he did indicate that on certain occasions they would sleep,
right.
1.5, 2 hours. So it's, that's, I'll just...
So conquer doesn't necessarily mean zero. Conquer means minimize, bare minimum.
Right.
Right. And Krishna, Arjuna is known as Gudakesh, one who has conquered over sleep. And we do hear in Ram Lila, Lakshman, he was 14 years in the forest with Ram, and Lakshman never slept. He guarded them the entire 14 years. Although he's Vishnu Tattva, and we cannot necessarily imitate Vishnu Tattva of Lakshman's activities. Maharaj, did you want to share something with us? Can you give Maharaj the microphone, please? Where's the mic? Yeah.
Say, I would like to mention very clearly here, also a comment on what you just spoke, but first of all, the very idea of what sleep is and what Prabhupada was referring to when he spoke of sleep, well, he was referring to the illusory energy, the act of being in ignorance. That's what sleep is all about. And those who have no sleep, even though they go to sleep at night, but their sleep is not the same as most people's sleep. Their sleep is the endless dream of Krishna and his pastimes. That's not sleep. That's devotional service. Anytime we think of Krishna or have dreams of Krishna, are involved in the observation of those dreams of Krishna, that is a form of devotional activities, especially since we're not unconscious. But when we are fully conscious of these activities that we are supposedly dreaming of, that is service. That is loving service, especially when we wake up blissfully fulfilled and satisfied. Sometimes some advanced devotees would work up and say, "Wow, what a sleep that was." Mm-hmm. Asleep. You're unconscious. No unconscious. Fully conscious. More so than when I'm awake. You see. So, therefore, when it is said that Prabhupada would not sleep, it means that he was not ever in the illusory energy. He wasn't in Maya. He wasn't thinking of that maybe this and maybe that, and it could be this. It was never that. It was simply one fact, and that is Krishna is. Krishna always is. Krishna can never be not be. He is ever conscious. And what is the consciousness? He's aware of Krishna. That's all. And that's what we all have to be aspiring towards, to be continuously. If we are continuously conscious of Krishna, even in what we call our waking state, it will transfer itself into our so-called sleeping state, meaning we are out of the consciousness of the material world, but we are in the consciousness of the spiritual world. Okay? And when we are in that consciousness, it really is not unconsciousness because we are fully conscious. But in contrast to the ordinary person who goes into some type of we call a dope dream or ignorance, it is far, far different. And the effect is far, far different. And that's why a person like Srila Prabhupada wakes up and can pour upon us the joy of Krishna consciousness, because he was never in ignorance. He was always in Krishna consciousness. There are different ways of experiencing it. That's one way, out of the material consciousness and into the spiritual consciousness within. And the other way, of course, is that you leave the body completely and whoosh, go back home, back to Godhead. And that is another way of experiencing the divine consciousness. These different experiences are what Krishna gives us in accordance with what he thinks we should have. Everybody doesn't get the same thing because everybody doesn't act the same way. And therefore, Krishna deals with each and every one of us in a way which is harmonious with what we should get in order for us to progress to the next higher stage. So.
Thank you. Thank you, Maharaj. So, transcendental vision of sleep, transcendental explanation of sleep. You gave a transcendental explanation of sleep. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, Bhrigupati Prabhu. Yes.
A comment, okay?
Yes, please.
I think when Papa tells that story about the cobbler and the other person, it's and a Brahmin.
Yeah, the Brahmin.
Because if you say it's a pujari, it's because a pujari is somebody's worshipping the Lord, so it's kind of a little bit of a... Doesn't make, you know.
A pujari is someone who does puja. He might have been like a demigod worshipper also, okay, by that definition.
Not a big deal.
Yeah. And Kanista Adhikaris, they worship the Lord, they ignore the devotees. They could also be on that level. Yeah. Okay, so I'd like to express my gratitude to all of you once again this morning. Thank you for coming. Thank you for giving your valuable association. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
my driver's license.